afternoon, everybody. It is that time of the day here at Skid Row Studios. It is time for a new episode of Bad Advice. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your host, Drew Marks. Like every week, if you want to be a part of the conversation here on Bad Advice, if you have a question on any subject at all, you can call up. The number here is 800-893-9562. If you're unfamiliar with Bad Advice, if you're new and listening for the first time, what we do here, we, your panel of professionals, will take questions on any subject at all. We also cover some weird news stories from around the world. People that I feel could benefit from advice but were just too stupid to ask. We'll help them and we will help you, because this is the show Bad Advice, where the advice is free and worth every penny. Make sure you like us on Facebook. You can also send us your questions via email if you want. You can email us at badadvicefun@gmail.com. I want to thank my guests today. We have the lovely and talented Shay Yuval just to my left.
Hi.
Ooh, you gotta love that voice. Then we have Sal Rodriguez.
It's my birthday weekend, so I'm fucking drunk already.
Nice. I wonder how long Sal is going to keep this going. It's like last week, it's like my birthday week coming up. Yesterday was his birthday. We'll just keep, next week, it's like, you know, it was my birthday last week.
Birthday month is coming up, yeah.
Yes. We also have Rich Slayton over here.
Hello, internets.
And my good friend Kenneth August, host of Weekly Wrap Up.
Happy to be back.
Nice to have you. We are also currently waiting on Cliff Yates, the comedy cop.
Ken just got back from Texas. He looks more Mexican than me now. What a tan.
You are like one of the most non-Mexican-y Mexicans I know, Sal.
Yeah, I'm the only Mexican in this room, so I have to represent.
That's because we always say every week we have to have at least one.
I was there for 6 hours, and I immediately passed Sal in the Mexican chart. I'm like, nope, just passed one shade past Sal. So I stayed inside so I didn't get arrested or shot.
I'm jealous. I haven't had a tan like that since I was 9.
What did you use, Crisco oil?
With there, you don't need it. It was like 138 degrees every day. People were bursting into flames. It was horrible.
And Ken is now Republican, apparently.
That happens in Texas. That's how you have to get out alive.
Yeah, I kept my mouth shut. I can tell you that much when I was over there.
No, it's okay. Well, you know what? We're just going to jump right into it. We have a lot to cover today. There's all kinds of stories and questions. We're going to start with a story. This one comes to us from Pennsylvania. This one, police in Whitehall Township, Pennsylvania, say a 31-year-old woman killed her fiancé on their wedding day. Police arrested Nicola Darcell Franklin in the stabbing death early Saturday morning of 36-year-old Billy Raphael Brewster. The attack occurred on the second floor landing of Brewster's apartment building in Whitehall Township. Authorities say Brewster was stabbed twice in the left torso, resulting in a punctured heart. Oh, kind of sad. He was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead shortly after 3:30 a.m. on Saturday. Now, apparently, Franklin faces a homicide charge. Go figure. When she was arrested, she apparently cried during her arraignment. And this was her quote. "I did not intend to kill him. It wasn't on purpose." They said she was choking out the words.
Was it just a loving stab?
That's it.
How many times?
What?
She didn't say how many times. They don't say
how
many
times. What's the whole story? Was he banging somebody else and she walked in?
He's banging the knife, I think, is what he was doing.
Wait. To Shay, that's an excuse to stab somebody if he's banging somebody else?
Yes, I hate cheaters.
That's fair enough.
I think I hate murderers more.
Really? I mean, you've heard of crimes of passion where the judge reduces the sentence because they realize that if you hurt someone like by cheating, it really like drives you insane.
No, that was crimes of passion was from the 1920s, not today.
I understand what you're saying, but this is their wedding day. If you were going to be pissed off, is that the time to bring it up?
Oh, I think this is...
He screwed up bad.
Yeah, well, yeah.
He must I don't have, know. Yes. Have you ever seen like one of those shows like, you know, Bridezillas? These people are just out of...
They're stab-worthy?
Freak out.
These people are stab-worthy?
Yes. Yes. I mean, I could understand stabbing the bride. It's like, calm the fuck down, you know?
Here's the thing is, I would assume there's a good chance Obama was behind this so he could take our knives, is what I'm assuming. That's my guess.
Like I guess this does. You
so
know, they say it's bad luck to see the bride on your wedding day. I guess this proves that.
What did she say? What was her excuse?
She doesn't give one. She's like, I didn't intend to kill him. That's the thing. If her excuse is, I didn't intend to kill him, your intent was to just stab him.
I think the media was truncating her whole statement. She probably got pissed off. She didn't want to kill him, but she wanted to hurt him.
Sometimes you just got to stab a motherfucker.
You know, I have some advice for her parents. Okay, what do you want to hurt
him? Okay,
what's... I have some advice for her parents. Don't name your daughter Nicola.
Yeah.
The extra syllable always leads to death.
Well, yeah, it's not just Nicola. What was the full name? Nicola Darcel Franklin.
Yeah, that's a murderer.
When you have three names alone, you're a murderer. James Earl Ray, John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah, I think they only said the middle name because she murdered somebody.
She's never been referred to by her middle name before that.
Yeah, here's the thing, where a syllable can make all the difference. If they had named her Ricola, she would have been far more soothing.
Ricola!
Stab, stab, stab.
Far more soothing of a woman with that name, yeah.
All right, well, that was fun. So the advice, you see, I'm going to give that one to Rich. The good advice there is no three-syllable names.
Nice.
Okay, moving on to our next story. I like this one. Maria Louise del Rosario.
Murderer.
Well, she certainly killed something. Check this out. Maria Louise del Rosario got an anal tattoo on camera. Apparently, the 22-year-old, or she's known as Deuce Deuces, in her words, is a Florida woman an internet sensation.
Doesn't Deuce Deuces just mean 22? She's 22 years old.
It could be.
Okay, go ahead. I'm just curious if she changes her nickname.
I don't know
every
if that's
year.
A nickname or she just.
Does Deuce mean number two?
That's what I'm saying. Yes. She said she's 22 years old. Deuce Deuces.
But yeah, that can't be your nickname or it would only last year.
I think that's how old she says she
okay.
is.
Okay. All right.
She double poops because of the anal tattoo.
All right. Well, let me finish this one. So the 22 year old, who's now an internet sensation, says her first ink where the sun don't shine was for Vince, a guy who once helped her move out of her house.
Sorry, did you say Vic?
No. It was for Vic Cohen.
Yeah, no, Vince Royale, my roommate.
So in exchange for what? What did he do?
Well, no, let me finish the story, then we'll get into it. Okay. Hold on. Let me finish. Her first ink where the sun don't shine was for Vince, a guy who once helped her move out of her house. The move led to a bizarre relationship. She says, when I got it tattooed, he held my cheeks open while I was choking myself from the pain. Then we ended up breaking up because he said he couldn't see us getting married or starting a family. Then she apparently met Rockwood, and Rockwood hated seeing Vince there when she had sex, so she got Rockwood tattooed over her old one for his birthday.
That's nice.
Yeah, then she claims Rockwood eventually got her thrown in jail for stealing. Now Del Rosario wants to take on a career, and this is how she put it, she wants to take on a career in, and I quote, modeling shit. That's according to her Facebook page, is a regular hobby of hers. So apparently her hobby is, you know, modeling shit.
Or is it modeling shit?
Well, that's my question. Exactly. It's how like, literal. If you have an anal tattoo, is that, you know, figuratively or literally?
Now, one thing that's not...
How
that's
dumb not, are you?
I used to date a girl that had an anal piercing. And when we would have sex, she would, you know, fiddle with her anal piercing. So at least she got some sort of pleasure out of it. I don't see what this girl's pleasure. She doesn't get to feel it. She doesn't get to see, really look at it. What's the point of it?
Well, and she got the first one for her boyfriend, Vince, who helped her move. You can get people to help you move for like $15 an hour.
And
like
pizza, no one remembers pizza? Yeah. You know, like you remember moving, paint party, get a pizza. It's like, I'm going to put your name on my rosebud.
Drew, if you help me move, I'm going to anally tattoo you on my nutsack. Yeah. Anally? Whatever.
I don't know
I'm
if
so
you've
sad
seen,
that I own a van.
I don't know. I think only Drew here has read my taint, but it actually says your name here with a phone number. I really haven't made as much money as I would have thought.
It's like those billboards advertise your business here.
Yeah. It's nice.
Did you know you're not allowed to put tattoos on the palm of your hand because there's so many nerves and veins that you can actually die? I know someone who did that, and he was like, they outlawed it since. I can only imagine how sensitive that area is. How are they letting them tattoo that area? Aren't you going to get sick? Doesn't it, like, the ink goes straight to your bloodline?
Well, don't write names. At least use the wrinkled penny as an eyeball and build a face around it or something. I don't need Vince's name
like
in there.
People like to get dragon tattoos. At least this one truly breathes fire.
Oh,
You know, you light a fart, like, I think that would be pretty fucking, I think that would be pretty cool.
You thought a little too much about this.
Now, I'm real supportive of tattoos. I don't have any tattoos, but
Fire-breathing dragon? Really? Just me.
No, I consider myself a tattoo voyeur. I really appreciate looking at tattoos. And what I saw this video of this girl, and when she spread her butt cheeks, they did bleep it out, unfortunately, but you can see the perimeter of her sphincter, and you can see it was sort of like, it's sort of like a pretty sun. You know, almost like her asshole was the sun itself.
But it now says nice. Rockwood.
Now it sounds like a golf resort. That is fantastic.
Welcome to the resort.
Yeah. Stubbins, the 19th hole.
Yeah. It's like that. Well, in some essence, I suppose it is a bit of a timeshare.
This girl should never make decisions. Just any kind.
Where do girls like her get the money? Or anybody who's like, where do you get the money for tattoos? Tattoos are not
cheap.
The
guy's doing it for free. If he gets to do it there, he's like, I'm covering this on my own.
I also like, no.
You want to do what, where? I'll do it for you for free.
I like
baby.
The part of he held my cheeks open while I was exactly. choking myself from the pain.
So, guy said, I'll do it for free, but I'm going to need an extra set of hands to hold the cheeks open.
Yeah. And where's the choking myself from the pain come in? It's like, it's like, this tattoo really hurts. What can I possibly do? I know. Tighten my own hands around my throat.
But don't people do that when they're having sex? They choke each other because there's like excitement yes. there. So yeah. maybe she was getting an excitement out of it. And that was kind of offsetting the pain of getting tattooed. Over there,
I won't lie here. I would be fascinated if I like you know we're all used to seeing the tramp stamp, but seriously, if you're doing a girl like you know, Shay, I'm just saying.
Yes, you're looking at me. Yes.
Yeah. Well, because I'm not imagining any of these other people here in a weird position.
Let me show you some photos.
If we were having sex and I looked down and I suddenly thought I saw. A Rockwood. Name or like Rockwood. That's a conversation starter right there. Like, you know.
You'd say, I want to see that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Literally, I want to see that shit.
Yeah.
My advice to her would be, because I'm assuming this Rockwood relationship's not going to last that long. I would start dating people named Ed. Because the long names are going to be painful. Is all I'm saying. Either that or can you get white out? Can you get skin colored white out? That's tough. Rockwood is there. Rockwood is wrapping around your ass. You don't just write.
Or pick a common name.
Is it hidden in the wrinkles?
How wrinkly?
I don't know.
What is she, a Sharpe? What is going on? How wrinkly is this thing?
I don't know where she wrote it or how close it is. Anyway, going back, what would you say?
Rockwood takes up a certain amount of room. So it's got to, I'm guessing she is not an anal virgin, first of all, because you're going to need some room. Unless, have you ever seen those things like when you're at Venice Beach? It's like, have your name written
on
a grain of rice. So I'm picturing this tattoo guy is a very ancient Asian guy who's writing Rockwood very small.
Mike, you know, they interviewed the tattoo artist and they asked him how he felt about tattooing on the anus. And he actually was quoted as saying, it is not the strangest place that I've given a tattoo.
What would be stranger? I mean, I've seen people have tattoos on the inside of their lip.
I'm going with anus is weirder.
I would go with inside of foreskin.
I would like
that. That would be weirder. That would be weirder.
The inside of the foreskin, which could eventually be outside if you pull it back.
Exactly. That would be weirder.
There's also eventually it's going to be in this anus that says Rockwood.
Here's the thing. If you're going to do it inside, if you're going to do it on the inside of a foreskin, the only thing you should possibly tattoo is surprise. All right. Well, I think we'll move on. I'm not sure I have advice other than go with a more common name.
Shorter name.
Yeah.
My advice is to consider a moving company in the future. You know, just pay them, you know, a few hundred.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Or, you know, a sign like, you know, yield or watch for falling rocks. You know, so, okay. All right. This one will do for my buddy Gus. A man in Pennsylvania who was arrested Saturday for allegedly stealing a bag of marijuana from a police station says he did so because he couldn't resist the drug's aroma. He reportedly stopped at the police station around 8 p.m. to offer information to Officer David Kimball about an unspecified case. Kimball noted in the police report that at one point during their conversation, Thompson followed Kimball into a patrol room where the weed was sitting on a counter. Kimball then escorted Thompson back to the original room. After Thompson left the station, Kimball went back to the patrol room and noticed the bag of pot was gone. He searched the desk and asked other officers about the evidence but found no trace of the weed. Apparently, another officer then tracked Thompson down outside the police station, asking him, hey, what did you do with the weed? Thompson held out his left hand and placed the bag in the officer's hand. And police arrested Thompson on the spot and said they also found a marijuana pipe in his pocket. And here's the good part of the story. Police said back at the station that Thompson apologized repeatedly, telling the police, "Dude, I just couldn't help myself. That bud smelled so good." He also reportedly told police he couldn't believe he was in trouble for taking a little bit of weed, especially since he had stopped by to give them information.
That sounds like an obvious case of entrapment, if you ask me.
Yeah.
I mean, the weed is just laying there. Of course, I would have stolen it too.
He's going with the very popular stanky smell.
Yeah,
that's good. That defense works all the time. Almost, I think that worked for OJ. I'm pretty sure that got him off.
I killed her because she smelled.
I could have my cases confused. I was high during this story. I don't know what's going on.
Because I would argue that the cops stole the weed from whoever they got the weed from. So the cops stole the weed. So if you steal from somebody who stole, that's not actually stealing.
Do you at least not get, you know, a little something for giving the advice? I mean, he didn't charge him.
Yeah, but that's a horrible excuse. That's like going, you know, sexual assault. I did it because she smelled good.
That's been used. That's
but I agree with the entrapment. I mean, it's right there. I mean, what happened to that guy? Where was he? In Vegas? And the money just kept on coming out of the ATM.
We actually talked about that here on the show.
Sadly, actually, that didn't happen in Vegas. He took the money and went to Vegas. That was even worse.
It happened in Detroit.
Is it his fault?
Well, here's the thing. It's just like if the IRS gives you too much money. It's not your fault for taking the money, but you're not allowed to like keep it, you know. And what he did is he took over $1 million. It was like $1.5 million he got. And then he went to Vegas and lost, or he went to a casino and lost the entire amount. It's like, you just got $1.5 million and then you gambled with it. That's good.
You've already won for the day and then you lost.
Right.
That's
stupid. Your slot machine
was... Now you're going to jail
for
the rest of your life.
Yeah. Yeah, good times.
So, how about these cops put away their evidence?
Yeah, how about that? What are these, like Keystone Cops? When you get the weed, when you get the drugs, you put it away. You don't let just citizens come through where the weed is laying there. So my advice is for the cops to get your shit together.
My advice is for the guy. It's like you went there out of the goodness of your heart to give them information on another case. Just ask up front. They always have like little reward programs.
I'm saying,
maybe you thought it was his. Hey, he wasn't stealing.
Yeah, it's like, listen, man, you think maybe I could have that?
Yeah, can I pinch is not illegal. You can ask that question without getting arrested.
Right. Yeah, that's just tough. Find out first. Exactly.
Maybe he thought it was his and he just was like picking up his stuff and left. Like how many times do you go somewhere to the doctor's office and you take their pen? You thought it was yours. He thought it was his. He just went,
I look at the doctor's office. How many times did he just walk in and go, I thought that methadone was mine.
Yeah. What, have you never gone to a doctor's office and like snoop through the room while they're not in there and go and see all their stuff? And oh, boy.
Oh, hell yeah. The giant popsicle sticks.
You do
and
that?
All that? Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Do you also search people's bathrooms?
I break into doctor's offices cabinets, but no, not
yeah,
the
but a person that would
well,
be
it depends.
Wrong.
If the doctor's taking way too long, I'm snooping. Absolutely, you never know when you need surgical gloves.
Here's
saying.
The thing. Okay, I would not do that in a doctor's office because I'm one of those like paranoid people. I would never ever take the risk of pissing off a doctor that's like going to do things to me and like give him a reason to want to get even.
Oh, here's the deal. You need a backup story. You got to think of a backup story. So if you get caught, it comes out naturally. That's what you got to do.
There is nothing natural about I don't know why my hands were in that drawer.
No, I was looking for Kleenex.
No, you tell the doctor, I'm sorry. The latex gloves just smelled so good.
All right. Well, speaking of things that might have smelled too good. Police arrested an Arizona man after he allegedly spent 2 months trying to set up a sexual encounter with a dog over Craigslist.
What?
Yeah. The married father who lives in Mesa, Arizona, allegedly posted an ad on Craigslist at least 2 months ago titled, "Bottom Needs Hung Tops, Male for Male, and Willing to Try Hung Canine for Fun Too."
Yeah, you don't want a small dick canine. That's ridiculous.
No, that's horrible.
No, people laugh at you.
Yeah, you don't want a chihuahua, no.
Yeah. An agent with the Maricopa County Sheriff's Department negotiated with Taylor for weeks using a picture of a dog from the animal shelter to lure him to a nearby hotel.
Best nightline special ever.
Taylor was arrested and taken to jail, and he never saw the dog.
So this is like To Catch a Predator where they used a fake dog
posing? Yes, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Why are you here, sir?
Can you bring, hi, can, ruff, ruff, can you bring over some cow cam? Yeah.
Do you think it's appropriate for a 45-year-old man?
What part of the dog did they show? Did they kind of, you know, did they have a fluffer for the dog?
How do you try
that dog's
to set up fucking
mouth.
A dog? You just fuck the dog. What do you do?
You find a stray.
A
if you're that screwed up.
You don't want just any dog. You want one that comes from good breeding.
Look, anytime there's an inappropriate sex article in this show that we talk about, the normal first answer or first question is this. What does the dog look like?
Is it an attractive dog?
That's what I'm saying.
But you know what it is? Like you said, he could have easily found a stray. The idea behind it is he wanted a partner in crime. He was like, okay, we're going to do this together. He wanted some other human being to witness the psychoticness of his desire to do this. He wanted somebody to like watch it.
Plus, if you just pick up a dog without having it preset, you sometimes have to bring that dog out to dinner. The dog doesn't want to leave
right.
afterwards.
And also, you can't just have any old stray. Because if you get any old stray, what's going to happen is you're going to get prepared to have sex with the dog. You're going to look down and you're going to see Fido tattooed around its anus.
You don't want to get a teenage runaway dog. You want to get a fresh dog.
Now, it gets a little stranger. We all are familiar with
stranger?
Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
Yeah.
Who?
Yeah.
No.
Sheriff Joe.
Oh, Sheriff Joe, yes.
Yeah, Sheriff Joe in Arizona. Sheriff Joe Arpaio said that he's seen this type of crime on the internet before.
I believe he subscribes.
You have to search for that.
Yeah,
and that's not just any site. Now, and then he says, this is a different breed of people who would do this to dogs. We're going to continue this type of investigation. We're the only ones doing this, but we are not going to stop investigating bestiality of this type.
What type of bestiality is good?
Yeah. Of this type. Of this type alone.
How many cases did he say? Does it say in there how many cases there are?
He says 6 people were arrested over the past year for similar offenses.
Wait, yeah. Is there a picture? He's not Mexican. This is dealing with Sheriff Joe, who's anti-immigration. Please tell me this is not a Mexican guy trying to fuck a dog. Please tell me.
If nobody did ask
James
the dog
Taylor,
for his
there
papers.
Is a question. I got news for
is
you.
Is the dog legal?
The dog is the German
like
shepherd, so he's talking to the German consulate right now to find out whether that thing is here legally or not.
This guy's name is James Naylor. He said he's a married father. He appears to be a typical
name.
White man. He is not an illegal immigrant. Let me just specify for Sheriff Joe.
That's your idea of a typical white man?
That is nothing. That is no way a typical white dude.
He's typical to white me. Man if the typical white man has a dog on the end of his penis.
This is the sad Abe Vigoda combination with Mickey Rourke. This is not the typical white man.
Excuse me,
what
sir.
Happens
you have
to
a little
age-old just put peanut
dog
butter
on
it.
Penis.
Just put peanut butter on it.
No.
Yeah, well, that
okay,
works
look,
if you want the dog to, like, you know, lick you, but he wanted, you know, little dog humpy.
And I can tell you with Drew's dog, sometimes they bite with that. So that's not all that pleasant.
Drew's dog is very attractive, so I couldn't blame anybody. But let me tell you, when I've seen videos online, when I've been forced to watch videos online of people having sex with dogs, the dogs really seem to be enjoying it. So why is that a crime?
What?
Yeah,
you've watched someone do a dog.
When I've been
in his living room.
No, yes.
You pig.
And a pig. He's watched someone do a pig yes.
When I've seen videos of these women from Norway getting done by dogs, these dogs, their tongues are hanging out. They are loving it.
That is a Norwegian thing. That's a big Norwegian thing, I believe.
Yeah.
Norway,
big.
What do you mean that happens?
It's called the internet.
It has everything.
Yeah, if it happens on the internet, it's not real. It's just the internet. You're fine. Dude.
No, but these dogs are loving life. They're having a great time. So why is that illegal if the dog's having a great time?
This is where dogsmeet.com, I believe. Is that not a website
but
right now?
Didn't he wanted a well-hung dog? Here's the thing. If you're looking for the well-hung dog, he wants to be on the receiving end, does he?
Yeah, he wants to be humped by a dog. So my advice is you find a dog that wants to hump you. You just find a dog that, you know, put the peanut butter on your ass.
Hold on. Oh, he wants to be on the bottom. Well, that's gay then.
Gay dog.
Well, I mean, the problem is that dogs are usually, you know, under 18, and this is all charges. So you get yourself an old ass dog.
You need a legal dog.
All the time.
Not a child dog, a legal adult dog.
You need a dog who's almost 140 years old. Holy
shit.
Oh,
my God.
That is nice.
Well, I guess the shaking makes it. You know, a little more pleasurable.
Here's the thing.
Like those old coin-op beds.
I remember a story from someone who's here quite often. When Vic was making love to a dog with his mouth. you know what? I'll just let him finish that story another time.
But he was very good at it.
My God, Luna's never coming over.
I know. No, I don't approve of these sorts of things. It's Sal over there that, you know.
I didn't say I approve of it. I just don't understand why it's illegal if the dog is having a great time.
You just said you've seen it a lot.
Yeah, here's my advice. My advice would be to Sal.
Yeah.
Sal, learn what forced means.
Yeah.
When you type in www.dogsdoingme.com, that's not forced, dude. You watch that. You pay a monthly fee for that, I believe.
That's actually a dog impression website.
Oh, that's nice. There you go. That's nice.
Yeah, my advice so bad, here man. Is, you know, if you can get the dog to truly, you know, sign a waiver.
Consent? Nice, yeah, nice.
That's different. But until then, stop it. Leave the puppies alone. All right?
Seems fair.
Yeah.
Way to make stick a stand. That's a good stand.
It's... She's like, ew.
No comment. I just...
She's more of a horse person anyway.
We here on Bad Advice love our animal friends, just not in that way.
Big dog does not qualify for a small horse even, so...
Hey, I don't do it with horses. Let's get that straight.
I'm she out. Does not do it with again, horses.
Depends who's telling the story.
She doth to protest too much.
she does it with guys that are hung like horses, but not actual horses.
I'm back.
Ding, 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 ding.
Let me say for the listener too, Drew, if you look at his personal Facebook page, he really is an animal lover. He has all these videos of like cute birds and like going extinct frogs. And like, he really is an...
He's like an extinct frog.
Yeah, he like really is an animal nature lover. I gotta give him credit for that.
I don't like people, but I do like animals.
That probably goes both ways.
He gives bad advice to people, good advice to animals.
Yes.
That's what he does.
Yes.
Nice.
Okay, we'll move on to our next story. This is a much nicer story. Russell Neff, a 22-year-old man from Salisbury, broke into a residence that clearly didn't belong to him, but that didn't stop him from making himself right at home. He reportedly stripped down to his underwear, began to cook a chicken pot pie that belonged to the house's owner, and was apparently sitting on the couch when the cops arrived, in his underwear, watching TV and licking the homeowner's remote as a chicken pot pie cooked in the kitchen.
The dog's name was Remote, by the way.
I like how they point out that the pot pie belonged to the owner, because I just break it and bring my own pot pie.
Yeah, exactly. Who else was it going to be? But yeah, that's a little weird.
Like, well, how long is this pot pie takes 30 minutes? Holy shit, I'm going to have to snack
hungry.
On the remote for a little
yeah,
while.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to lick the remote. You know, the cop's like, what are you doing there?
Clearly the guy's high on something.
It does not say that.
No, maybe the guy, I mean, we don't know what kind of TV this guy had. He could have like a badass 80-inch. Like I saw at a Costco, badass 80-inch for like $4,000. Hell, I'd get naked and lick the remote for that TV.
In fact, you have to.
Yeah, but he didn't want to steal anything. He just wanted to like watch TV in his underwear.
Lick stuff.
Maybe he was high. He thought he was at home. Some of the remnants of the pot pie ended up on the remote because he was holding the remote as he was making the pot pie and he licked it.
Pot pie was still being cooked, from what I understand. That's
why
he had
pot in the pot pie.
Do you break in and do the oven directions for the pot pie? There's usually a microwave option.
Yeah.
Wasn't this Robert Downey Jr.? Isn't this what he was convicted of years ago? Remember?
Oh, so this guy's got a future. This guy's got a future then. Yeah, no, that worked out well for Robert Downey Jr.
Wasn't he like Robert Downey Jr. like broke into somebody's house and was yes. asleep yeah. on their bed like Goldilocks and shit?
Yes.
Yes. Well, Goldilocks on crack, I believe, or heroin or whatever he was on at that point.
But, yeah, I just like this guy. I you know, if someone's going to break into my house, go ahead, cook yourself a snack, lick some stuff.
See, he's high. He's hungry.
Well, here's the thing is, I was once high.
Once today.
Well... At least once I was, and never to my knowledge have I been like, you know what looks good is any one of these six remotes that are on my TV that don't actually run anything. I mean, I could eat, seriously, in my house, I can snack on remotes for probably another 45 minutes to an hour. Never. So I don't know what the hell this guy is doing and how long that freaking pot pie took, but dude. There's got to be something better in that house to steal than that is all I'm thinking. This guy's a horrible thief.
Ken once broke into my house, went on my computer, typed in dogshumpingnorwegianchicks.com and was licking the keyboard. So I don't know what he's talking about.
And then he tattooed your butthole.
So and then weird. He tattooed my name on his butthole. Exactly.
That was a wild weekend.
Ken August, busy, busy man.
I can move.
All right, we got just another quick story and then we're going to go right to the questions. This one, this is a great one. This is from our lovely state of Montana. Apparently, at a Montana beauty school, for less than $10,000, you'll learn to trim pubic hair and then get expelled.
What?
At least that's what 17 students and employees at Dalles College of Beauty in Great Falls charge in a federal lawsuit. Says the complainants, all women, go figure, they accuse the beauty school owners Douglas and Barbara Doenbach of incompetence and failing to address sexual harassment allegations. The lawsuit claims that the two would charge $9,950 a head for classes, then abruptly expel the students and keep the pay. In one of several instances of alleged sexual harassment at the college, an instructor allegedly forced students to trim her pubic hair, and then she used the tainted trimmers on customers.
She used the taint trimmer?
It says, among the offensive and unwelcome conduct, they included things like the instructor publicly exposing her genitals, exposing her buttocks, and requesting that students examine a boil to see if it could be extracted, as well as waxing her pubic hair.
Only women would sue for this. Guys would pay to do this.
When she exposed the ass, did Rockwood have to hold the cheeks?
Yeah, okay. You got to get to the boil.
It kind of reminds me of that show we did with the male model having to deliver his O face to get the right
look.
Yeah,
he had to masturbate.
I mean, at what point do you not be like, wake up and go, I'm not crossing this line. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, but that's what happened, though. They took these kids, they took these women's money, $10,000. And then asked them to do this crazy shit. And then when they said, you know, this isn't right, they expelled them.
$10,000. I will teach a woman how to wax my pubic hair for $5,000.
That's what I'm saying.
Why are they charging them $10,000?
Take the $1,000 out, dude. Take the word $1,000 out of that.
For $5.
How did they get 17 people to be like, well, for almost 10 grand, I can really trim some pubes?
It was legitimate, though. The girl said, like, yeah, you want to learn how to trim pubic hair? Trim my pubic hair. That's completely legitimate. What's the problem?
At that point, it should be like one of those topiary, like, sculptures. You know, like an Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, although you would have to start with a giant bush to be able to make it into a swan. You know?
Well, it is Montana.
Good point.
Now, it's bush country.
They have a quote from the woman because it says a woman, Barbara Doenbach, she was, they said she hung up on a Huffington Post reporter after denying any knowledge of the complaint. Yeah, I don't know who's saying this is bad. But then she says, I've never heard of any federal complaint, so I don't know what you're talking about. But according to her Facebook page, it says, we are currently embarking on a new and exciting adventure as far as the direction that the school is going.
Exciting adventure for an esthetician school. Yeah, that's interesting.
But don't you do your research? You call up. You call up a couple of schools and you say, what are you offering? What's your syllabus and how much do you charge? And when everyone else charges, I don't know, $4,000 and this one charges 10, don't you think twice?
That, and if I was going to monitor a class, like even when I was looking for an acting coach, you go in, you monitor a class or massage school, you go in and check it out. If the first class consisted of, take a look at this boil. Like, okay, new career.
When the previous 16 students did not graduate, I think I would also be concerned about the $10,000 bill. Like, wait, 16 other people before me could not graduate taint trimming class? I'm good. I'm good.
So my advice here is if your curriculum involves pubic hair shaving, stay home.
Find a new career.
Yeah. All right.
Should be able to wing that.
Don't study hair cutting in Montana? That's the epicenter of fashion around the world, isn't it?
He's got a point.
I don't know, do you really go to someone, unless you're having a Brazilian, do you really go to someone to have them trim it for you?
I hope so.
Yeah, Montana.
I really
what are you talking
so?
About?
Well, you go for a Brazilian wax.
You don't
right?
do it yourself. What, do you do it yourself?
I do it myself, but I'm just like, I'm not getting shapes.
Are you taking students right now?
I always hire a professional for myself, actually.
To trim your...
Yes, to trim my bush.
But that... Yeah,
your manscape? Go,
with like a machete.
Wait, you have a professional trim your manscape. And what does your wife say?
Oh, she loves it. No, she really likes the ace of spades that I have down there.
You see, now...
Now you're full of shit. No, I don't hire someone to trim your manscape.
No, I would have it professionally done. But the thing is, I'm very uncomfortable like with someone kind of like leaning over me or doing anything. So I just... I insist on a midget because I just want them standing at eye level.
That's nice. And how long has Vic been doing this for you?
They lean over you and they touch you. Like when you're in the dentist office and they're kind of leaning over. I don't need boobs on me. I hate that.
See, that's not the part that I would...
No.
I need one person to trim me and Rockwood to hold my balls up. That's what I need.
All right, it is time for questions. If you want to join us and you want to call in with your question, you can reach us here again, 800-893-9562. come on in, and then we're going to get right to it. Our first question. This one comes from Sandy in Bell Gardens. Sandy wrote and said, my wife and I attempted to have a frank discussion about sex with our teenage daughter. She shocked both of us when she informed us not to worry since she was not having sex. She said she and all her friends only had oral sex. She said most of the kids in her school were doing that. Is that true? Is that really that common? She's only 16. Please help. My husband is completely freaked out about it.
This is why I hate being 39, because I missed all this shit. Girls nowadays are blowing everybody in high school. I missed all of it, and I fucking hate it.
I actually saw an article earlier in the week when I was doing research for the weekly wrap-up that was talking about this exact thing. And it said, really? Study shows teenagers, this is true, teenagers, it said, are having less oral sex, but,
wait, less,
but
oral?
Still less oral than they used to, but still at a high number, which to me is just proof that the kids today are getting lazier, but still eat too much.
But why are they considering oral not part of sex?
Well, that's what I think.
Talking about
thinking,
it. Go ahead.
Well, I think they're, if you're not having just regular vaginal sex, that it's
the Clinton defense.
Yeah. You're not having sex because you can't get pregnant. That kind of thing. They don't. Now, I think we would all agree oral sex is sex, right?
No. Not even kind of.
Really?
They're two different things. If I said I had sex with you, that means that I entered you not through your mouth. That's what that means.
That is a valid point. They're
not if you go
thing.
Really deep.
Well, no.
Well, I mean, you exit the other side.
Do you still have the midget? Is that what's going on?
When I was in high school, check this out. When I was in high school, there was a group of girls we affectionately called the Headhunters.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. These girls did everything but have vaginal sex. Our fingers were going everywhere, our mouths were going everywhere, but they prided themselves on being what they considered virgins. So they were virgins. They were blowing, you're sticking your fingers in their ass. These girls were doing everything but sex. So therefore, they considered themselves virgins. You're not agreeing with this, Shay?
No. I mean, this part of it, I mean, you want to draw a line on the sexual terminology of what sex is. You're not innocent. You're not a virgin. Hello?
What do you mean? There's still a hymen. That's like the whole definition, yeah. Unless you go horseback riding a lot, but like...
Isn't that like a CPA?
No, I thought a hymen was a little Jewish dude. Yeah, is that not a little Jewish dude that tells you to go back?
They didn't call it hymen.
No, that's called Vic.
So if it's called anal sex and it's not sex?
It's enjoyable.
You're still a virgin. You're not an anal. You lost
but
your brown card.
Is it sex or is it not sex?
They give out brown cards.
It's a genre of sex.
It's in the ballpark of sex.
Well, I think there's a difference, by the way, between what is sex and what qualifies you as still innocent. You can, whatever the hell these freaking bowling ball hole people that Sal had back in the day, those people, they're not innocent, but they're still, I guess, technically virgins.
I miss six pack Sally.
So you want your daughter blowing guys or you want her having sex with guys?
That was going to be my question. If I was a father, I can think of nothing that would disturb me more than my teenage daughter going, relax, Dad, I'm just blowing dudes.
If you have to choose, go with blowing.
I think that's why
Chinese. Serious?
Yeah,
Chinese.
She'll land a better husband from starting early, learning her skills. Yeah, absolutely.
I think this is why the Chinese kill young daughters. Is that not true? They don't want to deal with this issue? I could be wrong. I don't know the whole politics behind all that. No, if I had a teenage daughter, first of all, I wouldn't even let her eat hot dogs. The whole thing would freak me out. There's no way she leaves. She doesn't leave the house until 3 years.
How old would you be
marriage.
Okay with your teenage daughter starting to have sex?
29.
Yeah.
No.
And by 29, late 40s, I think he means.
I'm training my young daughter on episodes of Ellen. What is it, Rosie? I'm having her watch all lesbian shit. My daughter's becoming a lesbian.
Can you get a good looking lesbian in that, please?
Name one.
No,
Ken, how old?
How old until she can have any sort of sexual contact? She could probably never ever tell me. She can have five kids, and I want to think they're all adopted.
Yeah,
that is what I'm thinking.
You gotta expect that around 16, as soon as cars get involved, it's a danger. It's par for the course. Right. It's part of the game.
Yeah. Well, we gotta wrap this one up. So, anybody got the actual advice for Sandy here? It's like the husband's freaked out.
Positive reinforcement. Reinforce the blowjobs. Keep it away from the vagina.
Okay. There you go. I'll go with that. Nice. All right.
That's
next question. This one comes from Lewis in Freehold. Lewis wrote, I recently placed an ad looking for a new roommate to share my 2-bedroom apartment. The best candidate was a guy who was very obviously over the top gay. I don't care that he's gay. I just worry about living in the same house. should they be concerned?
I like over the top gay. Yeah. He's not just gay, he's over the top gay.
I totally understand that because there is a difference.
You know.
You could just be gay or you could be gay.
Drew did that very well.
Very, very, very well.
When you're not home, he's bringing his boyfriends over and doing it on the couch, doing it on the kitchen table.
That's the thing. Doing it everywhere.
So you better bring that pee light, that black light. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, just be aware. That's the thing. It depends what he means by, you know, he's worried about it. If he's worried he's going to catch the gay, that can wash right off. But if you're worried every time you look at the couch, you're going to be like, is that Felch on my couch? Then yeah, you got an issue. I would not do it.
But if you have any male roommate, they're going to be boning on your couch anyway. So it's going to become anyway, no matter what, straight or gay.
That's true. He's got a good point. See, when I was in high school, I was roommates with a gay friend. And I just remember that one night, there were three of us that lived in the house. And it must have been like 2-3 in the morning. And all of a sudden, he had this big four-poster bed. I'm in my room and I hear...
Some role playing going on right here.
This went on for a couple minutes. All of a sudden, there's a knock on my door, and it's our third roommate, and he's completely freaked out. He's like, "What the hell is that? Is that what I think it is?"
The fucking safari coming through.
Now, the funny thing is, you've got one room with two guys having sex, and in the other room, you've got two straight guys holding each other, cowering in the corner, going, "I cannot deal with this." And the next morning, when we all met in the kitchen for breakfast, it was me and Chuck, the two straight friends, and then the two gay friends, and one of them just looked like a glazed donut.
Now, were these guys gay or gay?
Yeah.
Gay!
Oh, no.
So once you hear them having sex in the other room, they go up to that level right there.
So yeah. What was the conversation? You must have been all staring at each other going, so.
Oh, my God. You want to know what the conversation was?
Please tell.
We all were standing around and
naked.
The conversation turned into, like, what position you sleep in.
No!
And everybody's like, I sleep on my side, I sleep on my back. And my buddy Bill actually just, and I, you know, even then, I wasn't even a comic yet, but I'll still say shit without thinking. So we're sitting around and Bill's like, I sleep on my stomach. I don't know why. And I'm like, because you're usually getting fucked in the ass.
Based on our previous story, though, anal sex is not actual sex, right, Rich?
Yeah. Truth.
He's fine. So my advice is don't worry about it because just like Sal said, I'm going to give this one to Sal. You know what? If you have any roommate at all, there's going to be cum stains everywhere. So.
I think you put plastic on all the sofas. You ever gone to a house with plastic? I used to, like, when I'm growing up, I'd go to people's homes and their grandmas had plastic on the couch. Yeah. And now I know why.
I live in the valley. There's no way I can, like, live in my house with that weird sound every time someone gets up.
You know that when you go into a public bathroom and they have that little paper toilet seat cover thing?
The cowboy hats?
Yeah, put one of those in your living room. Put one of those next to the couch, next to his bed. You're fine, dude.
You guys sit in the toilet with that little paper thing?
I never go to the bathroom outside my house. Ever.
I only go to the bathroom when I'm at Drew's house.
What was that movie with the Stifler and the friend?
American Pie.
Was it?
Yeah.
You really don't go to the bathroom in public?
No, never.
You don't go. You go pee. You go standing pee.
No, not even that. I'm like a camel. I can go weeks.
I make up for it. I pee every 45 seconds.
Mm-hmm. I just go everywhere.
Don't talk about peeing right now.
Do you really go everywhere?
Ken peed in the parking lot and pissed off Drew one time. I remember that.
Yeah. Better than pissing on Drew. I had to go.
I'm not about public.
I was at the Fish concert in Long Beach on Wednesday. The whitest thing I've ever done in my entire life. And in the first set, a fight breaks out next to me at a Fish concert. And it turns out that some guy was so fucked up on whatever pills, he just took his dick out and started peeing in the middle of the concert on the floor.
That would anger me.
I felt the security guards came up with their flashlights and they're flashing him. They're like, I guess they check his
crotch.
Okay, we'll take him out of here.
Stop peeing and dance.
Could you take, like, what if I can't afford drugs that day, so I take some of his pee and drink it? Could I get high too?
Ew.
Not impossible.
I don't know. Let's try that out, Sal.
We now know other videos on Sal's computer. All right, next question. All right, so we've already covered that one. Just go with it. This one I found fascinating. This is from Connie in Mattawan.
Oh, yeah.
Connie wrote and said, I recently found out my father used to work as a hitman for the mob. I never had any idea when I was growing up. He was always a loving, doting father. I'm having a hard time reconciling the man I thought I knew and who he was for his job. Does what he did for a living make him a bad person?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, yes.
How much you want to bet that this guy's daughter never says, Daddy, I'm just blowing guys.
Once. No, I mean, the thing is, it's your father. So, yes, your father's a horrible human being. Yes.
What if he was only killing bad people?
He's like, Dexter.
You know what? Yeah. Unless he's hired for, let's say, U.S. Navy SEALs, and they're hired to kill certain people because those terrorists are probably going to kill thousands of people, then fine, I agree with it. But who's to say that the mob chooses who deserves to go and who doesn't deserve to go, and it's based on arbitrary reasons of ego?
I think the Godfather chooses.
Yeah.
Bad.
Didn't you see the movie?
I think she should run.
I think she should
tell run. You can't run from your father.
She should just go to a convent and hide.
He's a horrible person, but you don't tell him that because he will kill you in a second. He will fucking kill you immediately.
So it doesn't say he's a member of the mob. He's just a mob hitman.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Every one of her boyfriends should have one night where they get drunk with her dad. Just so they learn to never fuck with her. And that's the turn it into a positive.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. That's very
nice. Here's the thing. Now I think she has to go back and look at everything she's accomplished as a child and be like, well, when I won that spelling bee because the guy didn't show up on the last day, I wonder what happened. And my teacher who failed me, who never came back to work, I wonder how that worked out.
Yeah, just enjoy your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Enjoy your life.
Isn't this a John Cusack movie?
No, it's Connie.
This was fun.
Connie, relax. You have a good time with your dad. He sounds like a fine human being. And tell him to, you know, I hope he enjoys bad advice.
I think he could get a reality show. They're giving reality. Couldn't they be like a former hitman reality show? He could be in the next Kardashian.
They kill you off in the last episode, no matter what.
Here's some advice, Connie. Don't snitch on your dad by sending your city and name that your dad's a hitman to a radio show.
Yeah, that's some good bad advice.
Yeah, maybe I should have read that question. He allegedly. All right, moving on. This one is from Perry in San Diego. Perry wrote and asked us, he said, dear bad advice, a girl I work with has been flirting with me. She's 22, I'm 49. I don't look my age and she's never asked. Should I tell her?
No. There's no benefit to that.
No, you tell her after you sleep with her.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, she'll probably know after you sleep with her. But yes, no.
Why are you popping those pills while we're making out?
First of all, let me talk. I'm assuming I'm going to call this person Drew. So Drew, here's my thing.
Perry could have been a friend. What are you talking about? No,
there is no benefit whatsoever. What is she going to be like? Oh, I love gray ball hair. There's nothing. You got nothing.
No.
She's flirting with you. Tell her afterwards.
That's the advice right there. You remember our earlier story. It's like Manscaped, okay?
Are you inviting her to Vegas?
Are you asking that about Perry?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my God. This is so personal now.
I know. Why are you making this about me?
I just assumed his name was Drew. Is it not?
No.
Okay. I also assumed he had a podcast, but all coincidence. Could be coincidence.
If your name's Perry, she already knows that you're 50.
Because there's no young kids. There's no young kids named Perry.
You know what? If you look
the
great,
governor of Texas.
If you look great, it doesn't matter what age you are. If you look great, what difference does it make?
If you
as
look
long
great.
As she's not 16 and the guy's 50, it's fine.
Shay, really? How superficial are you? Why do you got to look great? Can't you just, what does it matter how you look?
No, it's not about look. I'm just saying, like, he's like, why should you tell the age? There's no reason to tell the age. It's not like he's fooling her. She sees what he looks like. He's not fooling her.
I believe Shay made it clear it's not about what you look like as long as you're not ugly.
Yes.
Right.
No, I meant, like, we're talking about age and aging. We're not talking about, like,
as long as you're not old and ugly.
So, wait, how old is the girl again?
It says she's 22.
Okay, no fucking problem at all, man.
No,
don't tell her the truth. Lie to her about everything. Tell her you love One Direction. I mean, do what you got to do to sleep with her, man.
Okay. Well, there you go. I'm sure Perry is very happy with this. I hope it works out for you.
If it's a potential problem for her, she would probably ask. She's not asking. She doesn't care.
And get a ball lift.
Yes. Or that midget that you use.
Yeah,
yes, that'd be fine.
And just tie him up. All right. Or you know, I guess I was going to say, you know, be in a cold room, but that might work against you.
Eventually.
Yeah. All right. Well, next question. This one comes from Sarah, wrote from Kent, Washington. Sarah wrote, dear bad advice, please settle a bet. Is NASCAR a sport?
This is the one question that stumps us.
Really?
I hate to say it because there's enough, I mean, chewing is a sport if you get enough rednecks to watch it on the weekend. So I would assume yes, but I don't think they're athletes.
I'm assuming that she's asking this because this sounds like one of those, you know, settle a bet with a boyfriend kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think it is a sport because you actually have to have a lot of skill. It's not just driving fast. You have to pick your lanes. You have to pick whether on the inside or the outside, when to make a move.
I had to do that on the way here. Run.
That sounds like chess. You have to do that in chess.
Is chess freeway. A sport?
Yeah, they do it's driving like freeway.
They're driving 200 miles an hour. So I'm going to go with, I do think it's a sport, but you know what NASCAR actually stands for, right?
What?
You know, this is true. It's an acronym.
What is it?
When they started NASCAR, it's need a sport centered around rednecks.
Well, there you go.
I thought it's actually not an acronym, but the word, like you go, hey, that's a NASCAR there.
I'm going with Sal's interpretation.
I like that. All right. So I think we're in agreement, though.
Well, what happened to wrestling? Wasn't it considered a sport for the longest time, and then all of a sudden they turned it into entertainment?
No, it was
because it was always fake.
Yeah, it was always considered a sport by people who were dumb.
Yes.
Who went, oh, wow, that guy really somehow picks him up and throws him into the ropes, and the guy runs back and forth four times.
Yeah, or I hit him with, like, you know, something metal, but he didn't bleed. He's
so
fine.
It's choreography then.
Yes.
So wait, the question is then what defines a sport? Do you have to be physically active? If you have to be physically active, you know, actually then you would argue that for some people's sake, I used to know this German guy that raced cars in Germany, and he says that it is very physically taxing
Absolutely.
To be a race car driver.
Are you kidding? It certainly is mentally taxing. I mean, you have to stay very focused for hours at a time.
So is a difficult Sudoku. I wouldn't call that person an athlete, though. A sport, yes. There's enough rednecks that watch that thing, but
can
athlete,
you be
different
out of
story.
Shape
you can bet
to
on
drive
it.
A car.
Yes,
Mario Andretti. Remember Mario Andretti? He was a fat fuck, wasn't he?
I don't know. I mean, it gets pretty goddamn hot.
I think you're throwing the word. I don't think fat. I don't think they're fat. They may not be in perfect shape, but I don't think you're getting in that car fat. You're in a pretty small roll cage.
When Mario Andretti did like the tire commercials, he was older and he was fat. I don't think he was young and fat.
Yeah, not when you're driving.
You've never heard anyone describe someone as, he was very athletic. That guy looked like a NASCAR driver. That never gets said.
Yeah. All right. So here
Who
we
cares?
Go.
That's
yeah, exactly.
Answer.
Let's go with that one. It's NASCAR. Get over it. You know,
it's a NASCAR.
If you're not, if you're not sure what to do, tattoo your boyfriend's name on your butthole.
That should be every answer.
Yeah. All right. So next question. This one says, my girlfriend loves to sing in the car. The problem is she never knows the words. She just makes stuff up that she thinks is right. She gets mad if I correct her. It drives me nuts. What can I do?
Turn
Dave
off the
and
radio.
Carson.
Turn off the radio.
Really?
Really?
No, I
my mom does that.
What, and talk to each other?
Yeah.
What?
Well, that'll end that relationship.
That's horrible. But
you can poke her in the eye and bring her to karaoke so everybody can laugh at her. Oh. That way she can't read the words. I think that's not a bad idea. Yeah. Or learn the words that she sings.
Wait, Shay, you said that your mom does that? Your mom turns off the radio or your mom sings songs she doesn't know the words to?
She sings songs she doesn't know the words to. And she'll like go la, 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 and then add words all the time. We always try to tell her what they are. It's never going to sink in, ever. Ever.
See, what
ever.
I would say, if it was me, it was with the girl that was doing it, I would just say something like, you know, it always makes me laugh when you do that. The weird thing is, every time I laugh, I tend to slam on the brakes. And just like after her face hits the dashboard like 6 or 7 times, she's going to rethink that.
Or she just won't remember any words whatsoever. Yeah.
Every song will just sound like... Bleh.
Indirect domestic violence. All right. Yeah. Good advice.
Nice. All right. There we go.
Ask her, do you do that on purpose? Like make her think about it. Make her realize you look stupid.
Yeah, because it's always good for your relationship when your response is, are you fucking retarded?
Yeah, that is nice. I would learn, if you like her enough, learn the ridiculous words that she sings to it. I still sing Down Under from Men at Work. I have no idea what those goddamn words are.
I come from the men down under.
What's next? What do women do?
Glowing.
Yeah, okay, thanks for stopping
thunder.
By.
I don't know.
Thanks for stopping. Vegemite, that's the only one I get in that whole fucking song.
There's Vegemite in there?
Oh, yeah, there's Vegemite right
she
in there.
She bought me a Vegemite sandwich.
Oh, yeah, there you go. You don't have to say it like a douche like that. But
oh, it's not cheap. She took a piece of my sandwich.
See, nobody
Thank
knows.
Thank you very much, exactly.
We got to get Shay's mother in here to sing.
She's a great singer. She just doesn't know the lyrics ever.
According to Shay, you can murder this woman and get off easy and call it a crime of passion.
Oh, there you go. That's
there
nice.
You go.
There you go.
There's no sexual tension involved. That's when it's a crime of passion.
No, I get really turned on when a woman sings improperly. It gets me really excited.
And Drew's slamming her head against the windshield. He seems pretty passionate
I'm
about
pretty
it
pretty passionate
as well.
When I do that.
There you go.
All right. Well, next question. This one's a short one. It just says, is spanking okay? Written from Rhonda in Parsippany.
Yes, very hot.
At the office? Where? Give us more information.
Extremely hot, that can be. Are we talking children? No, that's probably
she
less
didn't
hot.
Say. She just, it just says, is spanking okay? I got to go with, you know... Is it a nice ass?
Is it a hot kid?
Is there a name on that ass?
How hard?
Is it in Walmart?
Hold on. Let's go back to that again. What was that one again?
How hard?
I'll be very clear. How hard?
Thank you very much.
Okay, next question.
I will answer that question with a question. What do you consider too hard?
If it leaves a 5-finger red mark, probably too hard.
I have known women that would not agree.
Oh.
There you go.
No, wait, Shane, are you talking about spanking kids or like in the bedroom with your lover?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not talking about kids. That's disgusting.
Yeah, Drew doesn't talk about that on the air.
I was talking kids.
Okay.
But because the bedroom
and
the lover.
You shouldn't. I'm one of those people that don't believe in spanking at all. However,
completely different.
There's a nice ass in front of you. Like, leaving a handprint, totally hot.
Well, people do the whole choking thing. That's hot. So the bedroom is like, there's all kinds of weird stuff going on. Yeah.
Wait, did you say that is hot or you don't believe that's hot?
For me, not so much. I know that people do it. I know people do all kinds of crazy things, but I'm not into leaving red welts.
Well, how about a little bit of the hair pull at the nape of the neck? Just
like
a little
bit
of hair pull.
I like that.
Wow.
I do.
All right.
All right. Well, I feel like I need a cigarette. Anybody else?
Yeah. We're going to just stay on this question for another 11 minutes, even though there's only 2 minutes left in the show. You people at home, work it out amongst yourselves.
All right. So my advice is if it's a kid, no, you don't spank them. If it's an adult, you spank the shit out of them.
Yeah.
Spank your lover, bang the kid. Is that right?
No.
Is that like feed a cold, starve a fever?
I think that's where I got it from.
Yeah.
My grandmother used to say that.
Can we just put a choke chain or prong collar on the kid? I mean, we do it to dogs. Why can't we do that to kids?
I keep getting confused when we're talking about kids and adults. They're all the same shit.
You should not confuse those two things.
No, well, not since I've been out of prison, no.
All right. Well, yeah. Okay, so I think we all kind of agree that you should, you know, the spanking thing's fine if it...
For older.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Here we go. Last one. What are we going to do here? We still have a couple. This one's kind of weird. Lisa in Chatsworth wrote in. We'll have to do this one quick. It says, my husband wants to name our newborn daughter Bibble. She says it was his dead grandmother's name. I don't want to hurt his feelings, but I don't want a baby Bibble either. What can I do?
Is it P. Bibble?
Stab him twice in the torso.
Did the grandmother die from the name Bibble? If that's the cause of
another
the death,
Bibble-related death,
then I would not use that name.
I would use it as a middle name, and I would shorten it to Bib.
That's nice. I would shorten it to, like, Gladys. Anything else other than Bibble is not good.
I personally feel comfortable saying there's not enough Bibbles in the world.
That's probably accurate.
And look, it's not three syllables. Remember early in the show, it's like you don't have to worry about killing...
It's not Bibble, Bibble.
There's not any violent Bibbles out there. It's like, seriously?
Not yet.
No Bibble has stabbed anyone.
Wait, does it say the kid's a boy or a girl?
Daughter.
Daughter. Wants to name the daughter Bibble.
Yes.
You can't tell from the name Bibble? You're such an idiot.
I know.
She'll never blow anybody.
That's not true.
No one will get close.
That's not true.
Really?
Yeah, you're right.
That's not true at all.
She'll blow all
the time. I would let a Bibble blow me. All right, listen, we only got 30 seconds. I want to thank all my guests here today. Shea Yuval.
Hey.
You can look
Facebook.com, go to Shea Yuval TV host.
She is fantastic. You will love her. She's also an amazing dog behaviorist. We've got Sal Rodriguez.
Watch Registered Ear Offenders Fridays at 1 p.m. to 2 p.m.
Not watch, listen here at Skid Row Studios. Sal gets confused.
At MMA Comic for Rich Slayton, O'Brien's in Santa Monica tomorrow night at 8 p.m.
Ken August every Sunday. Listen to his tomorrow on the weekly wrap-up. I want to thank our listeners. Please enjoy Bad Advice. We'll see you next week.
Listening to SkidRowStudios.com. This is Keith Coogan. Tune into The Call Sheet Saturday nights, 8 to 9 p.m. And I promise to sound like I'm always on Quaaludes.
Take that goddamn robot suit off, motherfucker. Listen to me, bitch. I'm gonna cut your throat.